Well, let's now turn to Iowa, where civil rights and criminal justice advocates are keeping their eyes on the Iowa Supreme Court. A landmark case there is now the latest battleground in the fight over the voting rights of convicted felons. Now, Iowa, Florida, and Virginia, in those states, once you commit a felony, you forever lose your right to vote, making them the three most restrictive states in the country when it comes to the voting rights of convicted felons. And the Iowa American Civil Liberties Union is arguing that prohibiting most felons from voting violates that state's constitution. Sarah Bowden from Iowa Public Radio has this report.
When Justin McCarthy was 24 years old, he went to federal prison on charges related to illegal firearms and marijuana possession. It wasn't McCarthy's first run-in with the law, but prison was a turning point.
I had a cellmate in there. His name was Papa Smurf. He got locked up when I was 3 months old. Got out, 3 months before me? Did 25 years. I don't want to be some 70-year-old dude getting out of the joint. I'd much rather have fun out here.
Today, McCarthy is 33 and lives in Dubuque. He says he's a college graduate, father of two, and a professional welder. But McCarthy says he can't fully participate in his community because he can't vote.
With the way our country's going, in my opinion, is kind of being like a rat stuck in a cargo hold of a sinking ship. You can see it going down, the water rising. You can't do anything about it. You're just kind of there for the ride.
McCarthy could petition to have his voting rights reinstated, but for some people with felony convictions, the process can be overly complex. Iowa's Constitution says anyone who commits a so-called infamous crime forever loses the right to vote, and the state of Iowa says all felonies are infamous. But the Iowa ACLU argues only a small, select group of crimes which threaten democratic governance, like voter fraud or lying under oath, should be considered infamous. And under this definition, McCarthy would be able to vote. Myrna Perez directs the Voting Rights and Elections Project for the Brennan Center for Justice in New York. She says Iowa is at one end of a broad spectrum of states when it comes to felon voting.
In some states, like Maine and Vermont, you never get your right to vote taken away from you, so you can vote even if you're in prison. In other states, for example, in Kentucky and Florida and Iowa, you get your rights disenfranchised permanently.
Perez says if people with felony convictions are living, working, and raising families in the community, they should also be allowed to vote.
We are not serving any sort of public safety justification by treating people as second-class citizens when it comes to voting.
Carl Schilling, president of the Iowa Organization for Victim Assistance, also believes people with felony records should be able to vote. He says that's in part because research shows allowing felons to vote may help lower recidivism rates.
People are born citizens, or they're naturalized and become citizens. And when that happens, they have rights, and I think those rights should be inalienable. And they should not be contingent upon behavior.
If you're not willing to follow the law, then you can't demand a right to make the law for everybody else.
Roger Clegg heads the Center for Equal Opportunity, a conservative think tank. He says it doesn't matter if a person is a murderer or a nonviolent drug offender. Their actions undermine an orderly society. Therefore, he believes the ACLU's argument that only certain crimes violate democratic governance is false.
If you allow criminals to vote, their voting is going to cancel out the votes of law-abiding people who may have very different ideas on things like law enforcement and, you know, what kinds of actions should and shouldn't be allowed in the community.
In 1994, the Iowa legislature passed a statutory definition saying that all infamous crimes are felonies. The state Supreme Court could rule that this definition is unconstitutional or defer to the legislature. And if that happens, then likely the only way Iowa's felon voting laws could ever permanently change is through a constitutional amendment. For Here and Now, I'm Sarah Bowden in Des Moines.